This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananda with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Dahal leaves for New Delhi to attend Indian Prime Minister's swearing-in ceremony. The House of Representatives meeting postponed. Next meeting on Tuesday, June 11. Department of Meteorology urges alertness as heat wave increases in Tarai. And Gaza authorities report death of 210 civilians in Israeli attack on Nuseirat refugee camp. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has left for New Delhi, India, to participate in the swearing-in ceremony of his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi. Prime Minister Dahal is accompanied by his daughter Ganga Dahal, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Padam Giri, Foreign Secretary Seva Lamsal and other high-ranking government employees. Indian Prime Minister Modi is scheduled to take oath for the third term this evening. According to the Nepali Embassy in New Delhi, Prime Minister Dahal is also scheduled to meet with Prime Minister Modi during the visit. Prime Minister Dahal is scheduled to return home tomorrow. In the meantime, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda had a meeting with President Ramchandra Powder last evening. According to the President's personal secretariat, Prime Minister Dahal informed about his upcoming visit to India in a meeting held yesterday at Presidential Place Sital Nivas. It is said that other contemporary issues were also discussed in the meeting. It has been decided to postpone the meeting of the House of Representatives scheduled for today and tomorrow. A meeting with the chief whip of the main parties held this morning at the Speaker's residence, Balwatar, decided to postpone the meeting for 2 days. The agenda in the meeting was to discuss the appropriation bill from today. The regular discussion will resume on the 29th of Jaistha, that is June 11. The meeting had to be postponed because the parties asked for time to study the budget for the ministry-wise discussion under the Appropriation Bill 2081. The next meeting of the House of Representatives will be held on Tuesday, June 11. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has urged for alertness, saying there is possibility of excessive heat in the Tarai region based on an analysis of temperature condition throughout the country in the coming few days. The Meteorological Forecasting Division under the department has urged one and all for necessary preparedness and alertness as the temperature is likely to increase. Meteorologist Binu Maharjan said that heat is predicted to intensify especially in Tarai and in Sudur Pashchim and Lumbini provinces. The department said necessary precaution is advised as there is the possibility of hot wind and heat wave in the Tarai region until June 10. The Supreme Court is going to hear the writ petition filed by former Chief Minister Kedar Karki against the formation of the Kosi Province government. The full bench of Justices Prakash Kumar Dhungana, Abdul Aziz Muslim and Sunil Kumar Pokhrel will hear the writ against the Kosi Province government. The writ petitioner Kedar Karki claimed that the current Chief Minister Hikmat Karki be removed from his position and that he himself be reinstated as Chief Minister. Chief Justice Biswambar Prasad Shrestha has said that judicial reforms in Nepal are aimed at enhancing fairness, efficiency and public trust. Shrestha delivered a keynote address as a guest of honor at the International Conference on Judiciary Across the Borders, 21st Century Challenges and Experience from the Himalayas and Beyond, held in Dhaka, Bangladesh on June 7 to 8. According to the Embassy of Nepal in Dhaka, Shrestha stressed for establishing an egalitarian society based on the principles of participation and inclusion. Chief Justice Shrestha is on an official visit to Bangladesh from 6 to 9 June at the invitation of his Bangladeshi counterpart, Obaidul Hassan. Experts in the first National Law Education Conference 2081, Bikram Sambat, 2024 AD, emphasized revising law school curriculum in tune with the changing time. In the conference organized by the Kathmandu School of Law and Madhes University, which concluded recently at Thadikot of Bhaktapur, experts recognized the need for amending in the law education. Coordinator of the conference, Pradeep Pathak, shared that the conference also issued an 8-point declaration. Acknowledging the need to modernize the law education, the conference drew the attention of the government of the Nepal and relevant regulatory bodies and urged for activeness on their part for reforming law education. A 2-day indigenous food and Culture Festival began in Ilam today. The festival is being held in Suryodaya Municipality 11 under the auspices of Suryodaya Municipality Coordination Council of Nepal, Federation of Indigenous Nationalities and Suryodaya Women's Forum. Presidents of NEFIN in Suryodaya, Sonam Yalmu, said that the festival has been organized with the aim of preserving, enhancing, promoting and spreading the art, culture and tradition of the indigenous nationalities. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Gaza's government media officer says the Israeli massacre at the Nuseirat refugee camp in central Gaza killed 210 Palestinians and wounded more than 400. BBC reports the Doctors Without Borders say Al-Azqa and Nazar Hospital are treating an overwhelming number of severely injured patients, many of whom are women and children, after the Israeli attack on Nuseirat. Israeli forces rescued four captives in the attack at Nuseirat refugee camp, with one of its officers dying during the operation. Hamas's military spokesman says that Israel killed captives in its Nuseirat operation, not specifying the circumstances or how many were killed. Europeans in 20 countries are heading to the polls for the final and largest day of voting for the European Parliament. The BBC reports this election is particularly significant amid a year of bipartisan votes across a continent facing polarized politics and rising nationalism. The European Parliament serves as the direct link between Europeans and EU institutions. South Korea has said it will resume propaganda broadcast against North Korea for the first time in 6 years in response to Pyongyang's campaign of sending rubbish-filled balloons across the border. The BBC reports over 300 North Korean balloons were detected over Saturday and Sunday, with around 80 landing in the south carrying scrap paper and plastic sheets. North Korea is yet to respond to the announcement, but Pyongyang considers the loudspeaker propaganda broadcast an act of war and has threatened to blow them up in the past. At least 45 civilians have been killed in a spate of attacks over the past week across the Democratic Republic of Congo's troubled North Kivu province. The BBC reports that decades of fighting between armed groups over lucrative gold and mineral deposits has devastated the region, forcing millions from their home. The Congolese government has not confirmed who was responsible for this week's killings, but multiple local sources say Islamic State-linked Allied Democratic Force were to blame. Now, ICC T20 World Cup Cricket Update. Australia defeated England by 36 runs in the match held under the ICC T20 World Cup held in Barbados off the West Indies. Batting first, Australia scored 201 runs, losing 7 wickets, while England was limited to only 165 runs, losing 6 wickets. Likewise, in another match held under the ICC T20 World Cup held in New York, South Africa defeated the Netherlands by 4 wickets. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi province along with the hilly regions of Bagmati and Gandaki province today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi province and hilly regions of Bagmati and Gandaki province. At present, there is a partial influence of local air, western air and low-pressure area formed around Bihar in Nepal. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Dhal leaves for New Delhi to attend Indian Prime Minister's swearing-in ceremony. The House of Representatives meeting postponed. Next meeting on Tuesday, June 11. Department of Meteorology urges alertness as heat wave increases in Tarai. And Gaza authorities report death of 210 Palestinian in Israeli attack on Nuseirat refugee camp. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.